Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air straight. 605-4567 is our phone number. Feel free to give us a call at any time this morning. Starting at 705, well, really starting at 707. The 7th of April, 2020. Like I said, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center will be with us at 8 o'clock this morning. It's not just an update of what's going on. We're going to have Dr. Amir Bawa, who works at Shasta Regional Hospital, who has treated the COVID-19 cases over at Shasta Regional. He's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about the virus. He's going to talk about prevention, how it impacts on the body. So I think it's going to be quite an interesting show. So please stay tuned over this next hour as we have a number of things that will be happening during this time. But, Ashley, what's it look like for weather today?
First of all, and most importantly, I wanted to wish you Happy Beer Day. We are looking at a high of 73 degrees today, with a low of 48 overnight. And we're going to have mostly sunny, which means a few clouds. It'll be a perfect sunset. It'll be nice and pretty. Tomorrow we'll have our high of 82, and we'll start dropping down after that. But Saturday we're bumping back up to 83 degrees. So we have some beautiful spring weather and not much precipitation coming this week.
Okay. It's just going to be 80. What, 82 tomorrow?
Yep, wow. 73 today, so it just have the windows down, enjoy it, take some pictures of the sunset, and tag us on Facebook. We'd love to see them.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I'd like to see that from your yard or from your house.
Yes, from wherever you're socially isolating. Yes.
Yeah, wherever you're at. Yeah, you know, some people have found different places to isolate themselves, but it really ruined it for Ted Lighty and some of the other instructors out of NFI when the bars all shut down.
So now we're all
self-isolating at home.
Are you celebrating National Beer Day today?
Well, I will. Today is National Beer Day.
National Beer Day, National Coffee Cake Day, National Handmade Day, National No Housework Day, which my conspiracy theory mind is connecting to the National Beer Day.
Well, yeah, but you celebrate that no house cleaning on other days, too, though,
yes.
Don't you? I mean,
yes.
I do.
Every day but Saturday.
Every day but Saturday. Yeah, that's not such a special day. But National Beer Day,
that's a special one.
I hate to even say this out loud over the air, but one of my, my go-to beer was Corona. I understand the Corona plant has shut down.
We have a big case of it in the front yard.
A big one.
Or in the front room.
A big what?
Big case of Corona, because it's there. It exists.
It just exists, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, we'll talk about trades here. Okay, the weather is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business down in Anderson, very successful, has won awards for a number of things, but one of them is for hiring veterans. A state award is the small business that hired veterans. He's also now got a new line of generators, whether it's for your whole home or smaller generators to handle things like your air conditioning for during the summer, your refrigerators, your freezers, appliances around the house. He's got all different sizes that will fit your needs. That's at Shasta Gas Propane. You can give him a call at 365-3793 and discounts for seniors and veterans. The Reading Rodeo has been – I hate to say this – I said it about the Red Bluff Roundup. I love rodeos. Red Bluff Roundup was canceled, and now the Reading Rodeo, the 72nd annual Reading Rodeo, has been canceled. It was going to be May 13th through 16th, and it's due, of course, to the COVID-19 pandemic. They agonized over this one. I know people on the board there. They agonized on this. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard always comes up for this. And I got they were coming again this year, but they sent me an email that said they couldn't get here till the 12th instead of the 9th because they weren't going to be turned loose until the 12th to travel of May. And so last night, I said with regret, we're canceling the rodeo this year. And I'm sure that that's not the only event that they've been, that they've had canceled, of course. If you've already purchased tickets, they'll announce ticket transfers for next year's rodeo or refund options a little bit later on. And again, we go back into, and then the rest of it's things like, we urge you to follow the preventive and social distancing measures. Asphalt Cowboys had canceled all the things they were doing. So there's no, 10,000 people at the Gulch there for the pancake breakfast, the annual one. So, see, the problem with things like this, and I'm not saying for Reading Rodeo Association, but for other big events that go on or other 501s is they have fundraisers which makes enough money to get through the year and have enough money left over to put on the next one. Well, when you cancel it like this, it has a huge impact. And I'm not saying the Reading Rodeo again because I don't know what their finances are. But a lot of them is they spend a lot of money already up front getting ready for things. And then to have it canceled at the last minute cost them not only the money they've already put out, but it also takes away the money they were going to need to do next year's. It's going to be interesting. I know that this one association here in California, they've already put in several thousand dollars, like $100,000 for this event, and this was one out of Sacramento. And what happened is, if they cancel it by April 2nd. I guess it's April 10th or 15th. If they cancel it by then, they get like 75,000 of that back. If they don't cancel, and this is in October, but if they don't cancel it then they don't get any of that money back, which is interesting because it's in October. So people that were planning on going to this this event, which is very important, they're kind of up in the air on it. So are they going to cancel it or not? I mean, that's several months away. And a lot of the reports we're getting is that maybe we've reached the apex for some of the large cities or the states, and they have not reached the computer program numbers by far, but it doesn't mean it's over. So it's just a thought of all these. And the reason I'm saying this is we've got a lot of 501s here in town that, yeah, times are tough right now, but if you can help them out, this is the time to do it. It's, or restaurants, you're not going to get carry out or things, but maybe buying a gift card for the future, going down and where you'd spend $50 for a dinner. You get a $50 gift card, and that's going to help businesses around here. We don't have gift cards, I don't think. Do we have gift cards?
Not that I know.
I don't know why. I guess we could have gift cards, but I don't know why. But for all these other businesses, hairstylist, you can get so here's $100. I need a $100 gift certificate. That Linda can use later on. And as Linda says, she says, it's funny how fast my hair's growing. I'm not sure what that meant. Except that she's looking online things for hair coloring. I know it's hard to believe.
Don't.
It's hard to believe.
Home dyeing.
Oh no.
Has disastrous consequences.
It can't. It can.
Somebody, go on that trail for a little bit.
Somebody told me their hair turned green. Around the edges, which is kind of strange. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to catch up on what's going on in Shasta County, Reading, and around the world. Again, like I said, at 8 o'clock, we've got Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, coming in today, and Dr. Amir Bawa, who's been treating the COVID-19 patients, and I have a bunch of questions for him. I'm sure that, we get somebody that's in the trench right there, has been fighting it. He's probably got some insights we have not heard before. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As you can imagine, they're riding the tiger on the market. It went up another 690 points this morning, I guess, after going up 1,200 or 1,600 yesterday. The news that New York has looks like it's leveling off was extremely good news to the stock market. But they have at Maxwell Insurance and Financial all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give her a call at 221-0441, any of the top professionals that Judy Maxwell has had working for her. She has been doing this since 1993. There's not too many surprises you can throw at Judy Maxwell. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:15 in the morning here on the 7th of April.
Thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys. You gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men and beer for my horses.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Oh, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and people are calling in, 720 in the morning, 43 degrees out there here on the 7th of April. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know what? You had it. That's it. No more. I am tired of this. I am tired of my plumbing having problems. I'm having problems with my roof. I'm tired of taking care of the yard. All of this. I'm going to go to River Commons Senior Living. I'm going to enjoy myself. A gourmet chef is going to cook my meals. I've got transportation if I want it. I don't need it. They welcome my pet. This is everything, an active senior could possibly want. If you give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981, he'll tell you all about it. They were arranging a personalized tour, but as you know, we're sheltering in place, so that's not happening. But River Commons is still thriving and still moving on right there. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. Let's go to the phones. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I just wanted to give you a heads up that they closed down the VFW yesterday. They shut it down. They raided it.
Who did?
Department of Health came by. Looked like it was a hit job. And then it was followed up by a visit from the alcohol ABC. And so if they remain open, doing the service outreach that they're doing and serving alcohol, they're going to get fined. Extremely hard, they were told.
Well, I was wondering if it was still open. I thought I saw cars in front of it. But people don't realize the VFW, yeah, it's a meeting place. Yeah, they serve alcohol. But there's a lot of, like you said, service outreach going on in there. So,
well, you should have seen the barrels of stuff that they collected for veterans and anybody who needed it.
Yeah.
And they shut them down. Essentially, you shut it down. I mean, you can't serve the alcohol, and that's the only thing.
Wait a minute. You're hard to hear, Rick. Rick, you're hard to hear. You moved away from whatever you're on.
Okay, let me get back out by this chicken. I'm in Shingletown.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me if you hear the rooster.
It's okay.
So they shut them down, but there was a lot of stuff, and they still have a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But I just wanted to let you know that when you have your conversation with that doctor today, I mean, I understand social distancing and all that stuff, and when they came through, probably not everybody was, you know, social distanced, but we made efforts to be so.
Uh-huh.
And it's like herding cats. You know, you're not always going to get everybody to cooperate. You can find somebody, you know, too close. But I wanted to let you know that, and we're not very happy about it, I got to tell you.
Well, I understand that, Rick, and I know there's things out there. Maybe we can make announcements where they can put this stuff up if they need it, too.
Well, if you could, I think that'd be great, because we've got barrels of stuff that we collected.
Well,
you know,
can it still be opened up? I mean, if people come in and ring the bell, because that's the only way you get in there, and they're looking for something specific right up front, then I would imagine you don't have to go... You don't have to go into the bar. You can just get the stuff up front.
You know, and I don't know the answer to that. They're trying to figure that all out. But, you know, I would like to think that the VFW is a service organization. We're open to help people. And that was the main gist of why. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you this, Carl. We kind of did a business model there and ended up getting some national recognition from the VFW for what we were doing in this time of crisis.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Newsom's agencies came by and shut us down.
Well, any place that doesn't fall under the, accepted businesses, the way they handle it is first Health and Human Services comes by. And they talk to the people. And about the ATF, though, I imagine that group comes from the state. So they're fierce. And,
it wasn't the ATF, it was the ABC.
Oh, I'm sorry, the ABC, yeah. And
they may as well have been the ATF. I think they were pretty hard-nosed.
Well, you know what, they've got their marching orders. You know what, if people are congregating in a place where there's alcohol being served and they're not social distancing, you know what it's like. You were in the Army a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, I understand these things. Even in the barracks to this day, I'm pretty sure the U.S. Army, in the wintertime, make sure you keep the windows open in the barracks 4 to 6 inches. Because of spinal meningitis, when that went through Fort Ord in the early 70s. And I had, health issues as well in the barracks with other things, influenza. So I think as military guys, we're very aware of sickness going through the ranks.
Yeah, because we're so close together. Yeah, we're packed in together a lot of times on troop ships and everything else when we're moving. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So anyways, maybe there's somebody out there that can go down there. I don't know. I'm headed the other way right now, but I wanted to put that unfortunate word out to you. I don't know how we're going to remain open because we pay rent, and unlike the Anderson VFW, seems like a world apart down there, but they, the county charges them $2 a year for that entire complex down there.
Yeah, well, the county owns it, that's why.
The county owns it, and actually, I think the county needs to move the doggone thing to where it's more centrally located, but that's all about money there.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Rick. Be careful.
All right, well, good. Yeah, have a good program.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
VFW, I was wondering about that because I saw some cars out there the other day when I was driving by. And I understand what they're doing. They have a lot of things they want to give away to veterans in need. But if people are sitting at the bar instead of standing there giving away things and they're not social distancing, well, there's no exceptions in this thing. There's no exceptions. And I understand it. And what Rick was talking about was keeping the windows open 4 to 6 inches to try and get fresh air in there because you're packed in the barracks. On ships, you're sleeping six deep or four to a room if you're an officer. There's no extra space there. And so when you look at it, like the captain of the aircraft carrier, and he started getting people sick. And this has been – let me address this for a minute. He got relieved by the Department of the Navy. He got relieved not because he said my guys and girls have got the coronavirus. That is not why he got relieved. He got relieved because there's an admiral sitting on his ship. There is a chain of command that has turned to about getting things, getting help, assistance all over the world to Navy personnel. He sent an email to a variety of people, including a hometown newspaper, I understand. I shouldn't say that because I just read that in one source, that it was also a hometown news agency that he reached out to. But instead of keeping it in something we call the chain of command, and the chain of command is sacred. You take it up the chain and if he's not getting what he wants, he turns around and he says, fine, I'm requesting mass. And I want to talk to SecNav on this. And I tell you what, from the time you say you want to request mass, it goes. Within 48 hours, you are seeing somebody. I mean, somebody, if a private in one met forward, and we were in Iraq, a private, a PFC, said, I'm requesting mass to the general, where they're going to take him up to the next highest authority. And he says, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the general. Guess what? Within 48 hours, he's standing in front of the general. Oh, yeah. So people don't understand that. There's other avenues. So the fact that he was relieved for sending us out like he did, not only did he tell everybody in the United States, he told everybody in the world that our carrier was not up to snuff. Our carrier was weak, had been weakened. And that right there it was part of a carrier battle group, makes them a target. So he knew better than that. He knew better than that. I don't know why he didn't. Now, he has shown, he's got COVID-19 now also. And, I pray that he gets better. And the fact that he did it, I don't know if it was if he just felt so frustrated about everything that was going on that when he sent this out, when he broadcast this in so many different unsecured channels, but he did. So when people say, doesn't that bother you that he got relieved because he's trying to protect his men and women? Well, no, it doesn't. There's certain things that, you know, you're bending things. Sometimes you just don't do it. I want you to do this. Okay. Yes, sir. And then you kind of like work your way around it. But on something like this, when you broadcast it, it would be like, hey, we're short tank ammo, and you send it to the Wall Street Journal. You know, during a battle. Oh, really? Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Now, you're saying to yourself, are they still teaching? Yeah, they are. They're separating the shooters. If you've bought a gun and there's something like a new record in March was set for people buying firearms, now you have to learn how to shoot it. Well, Northern Firearms Instruction is still out there at 530-999-1822. A lot smaller classes, spread out, everything is social distancing, everything is taken into account there. But the classes are still going on. Learn more at usgunpro.com, or like I said, give them a call at 999-1822, Ted Leidy. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 43 degrees, 7:31 in the morning here on the 7th of April.
Washing hands. Reaching out, don't touch me, I won't touch you, sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Ricky Mark's still got us all left if you wanna. So let's all get a case of Corona. All the toilet paper, it ain't getting used. Netflix feels like pay-per-view. I've been mowing the yard, I've been washing my truck. I want to lock down like I want to kick in the nuts.
Whoa, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We better listen to all of these things before we play. I don't think we'll get beat for that one. Hey, welcome back to the show here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 7:36 in the morning, 43 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? A lot of people are needing extra help. Give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Her people are trained. They're there to help people. She's been doing this for 16 years. This isn't her first rodeo when it comes to illnesses and sickness, and Sharon's looking for some good people to come in and start working with her and her team. Again, give her a call at 226-8350, and you can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Let me just catch up on some stats, except let's go to Nick first.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning,
you know,
Nick.
It just makes my blood boil to see how this it's justified this guy was fired from the aircraft carrier. After what Hillary Clinton got away with on her private server, she did more that was detrimental to our country than this guy ever thought about doing. And it just exemplifies the double standards between the Trump administration and the Obama administration. And we should all feel damn happy that we have Trump in office.
There you go, buddy.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Nick. Hey, yeah. Well, you know, it's true. Hey, Nick speaks truth. 21 cases in Shasta County of the coronavirus. We've had 4 deaths, 4 recovered. At the veterans' home right here in Redding, if you haven't heard, 3 of the staff have tested positive for coronavirus. I called one of my friends yesterday, and he's okay. You know, they are really separating out there. One patient has tested positive at the veterans' home. It's strange, but the Faith Assembly Church here in Redding appears to have a higher rate of infection than average, and they were looking at people who have been there to the church on March 15th and 16th. So perhaps somebody with the COVID-19 was there, not showing any symptoms, and now they've had a few hits there. President Trump, who, by the way, in the next segment, we're going to talk about narcissistic personalities. Trump has warned of the virus reaching the apex here this week, early next week. Only thing I can say about that is the projections and the model projections have not been coming true as far as the numbers. The state of New York has had, it was probably close, probably down to 5,000 deaths, which is half of what we have had in the United States. We've had 368,000 cases in the United States. We've had 10,900, almost 11,000 deaths, but almost 20,000 recoveries. So about the, double the death rate. Well, and New York is leveling off. I just saw an article that says looks like Louisiana may be leveling off, and that was going to be one of the hot spots. And Washington State has returned 400 ventilators to the feds. returned 400 ventilators. So it appears that they've got their arms around it. The hospital ship Mercy that moved in there with 1,000 beds right now has 25 patients. People say that New York is short of hospitals, but, you know, they don't realize over the last 10 years, New York has shut down 16 hospitals over the last 10 years for a variety of reasons. One is the low rates that Medicaid pays. They couldn't keep up with it. That was just one of the reasons. I'm sure there are, you know, 100 other reasons, age and all these other things. But they've shut down 16 hospitals in the last 10 years. Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of Great Britain, is in the ICU in London. If you remember, he tested positive and he was still at 10 Downing Street. And then they've moved him to the hospital and they said for more tests. And now he's in the intensive care unit. Now, that can mean anything because we're going to be talking to Dr. Bawa here in at 8 o'clock, who is the man that's been treating, the doctor that's been treating the COVID-19 cases right here in Shasta County. So there's, you know, a number of questions on something like that that we're going to be discussing. I think the bottom line on a lot of this is the projections. We haven't met the projections. They were talking up to 250,000 worst case dying. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to be near that. It doesn't mean that there aren't people getting sick. When the reason New York was happy is because they only had a 37% increase in infections. But the week before, they'd had 50%. So it's slowing down. That's what started the stock market going. In Louisiana, it started slowing down. That was another place that was going to be a hotbed of this, of the COVID-19. Washington State has gotten their arms around it enough to, as I said, they're sending 400 ventilators back to the feds so they can start pushing them out. 3M is making a total of something like 50 million masks. I think it's a tremendous number in just a week. I don't know if it's 50 million, of course. It's not that. But they are producing 50 million masks out of 3M, and they're going to keep producing that. Other things like our small businesses, like alcohol companies up in Siskiyou County, turn their lines into making hand sanitizer instead of whiskey. And you're seeing this all around. General Motors making ventilators instead of cars. Most of the car companies have stopped production, at least to the end of April. So how long is this going to last? How much of the social distancing was done and has had an impact? I want to talk to the doctor, and then Casey Fatch, who's also the CEO of Shasta Region, will be here, too, to talk about what we've been doing, the masking and this. What I don't understand, headline, media reaches new depth of disgust with Trump. I don't understand people standing up when Dr. Burke, who is a very, very, seems a very competent doctor, who's talking about this, Jim Acosta jumps up and interrupts her when she's saying, you know, she's talking about facts, not conjecture. And he jumps up to interrupt her. And she looks at him. She says, that's not the case at all. And the fact is that the media seems to have this thing about, let's say things about Trump. When our nation's going through the worst crisis it has since, well, I'm not even going to say 9/11 because we pulled together after 9/11, but the worst crisis we've had in decades, and yet we can't seem to get along for 30 days. We can't say, okay, let's turn together and say what's going on and what can we do to help our country. I see things on Facebook that are just absolutely ludicrous, and I'm going to address one of those in my next segment about narcissistic personalities. But you're seeing things from opinion pieces and supposedly journalistic pieces, which are not journalism but opinions of the reporter when they're writing about it, the things that are being said. And I'm not saying Trump doesn't say things back, because he obviously does. He always has. He points out that the Washington Post and the New York Times are in deep trouble right now, even worse than they were before, because the advertising has dropped so dramatically. But here, let me give a plug for newspapers. The Shasta, in, right here in Shasta County, and the Record Searchlight, they have done a yeoman's job as far as getting out the information with no opinions tied to it. They're giving statistics. They're showing what businesses are open. They're showing what people are doing, how people are pulling together. They're giving date updates all the time. And this is with an abbreviated staff that they're at right now. I can't say enough about what the Record Searchlight has done or how they've done it in keeping people informed. A lot of these things that I talk about, I see in the Record Searchlight. Yeah, I see it in other national news, too. But I see it at the Record Searchlight. And people, if you really, if you don't have to get the paper delivered, though you might want to, I get the Sunday edition, which gives me also the online edition. And it's I think it's a great combo. So you ought to think about supporting this paper, because we needed them at this time. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I want to talk about narcissistic personalities, because I saw something on Facebook that made me actually want to look it up. This portion of the show is brought to you by a business that is not working right now. They are shut down. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. I don't want you to forget about them. And after being locked in with your loved one for a month, you may want to run down there the first day they're open and buy something or four somethings to kind of make up for maybe words that passed between each other. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell.
life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
That Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. 43 degrees out there, 7:51 in the morning here on the 7th of April. 605-4567 is our phone number. After the break, we have Dr. Bawa and Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional. And Dr. Bawa has treated the COVID-19 cases, and I was just talking to him outside, and he is just a fountain of information. So you may want to call your friends and find out, you know, from the man that's been fighting this on the front lines what it's about. I put a post on Facebook. I said that I was Linda came in and found me Lysoling the bananas. And she told me, okay, that's enough. Go back and watch The Tiger King. And I put it in there as humor. So I don't know if Peggy and Butch are listening right now, but then Butch sent something to me that said, oh, yeah, I caught Peggy with the Lysol wipes wiping down the bananas. I was kidding, but I'm not sure Peggy, you know. But then I thought about it. You go in and you pick up a banana, you know, a bunch of bananas. There's other people been touching that bunch of bananas. Now I'm getting, like, you know, I'm getting starting to get a little paranoid about it. Maybe I should go back and spray that. Okay. Somebody put something on Facebook that Trump's a narcissist is an opinion. So I looked it up. There's a gentleman that wrote an article back in 2000. This guy's a psychiatrist. He's a Freudian. And his name is Michael McCobe. He wrote this article back in, like I said, 2000. But he talked about narcissistic personalities. And he talked about people that are daring, charismatic, take charge, people with vision. Many of those people are CEOs of industry, Bill Gates. He used as also examples Gandhi, FDR. All of them, what you could say, had the narcissistic trait. Of course, he breaks it down into obsessive, erotic, and narcissistic traits. Now, erotic doesn't mean sexual. It just means you want to be liked. School teachers, you know, people like that. But the narcissistic leader doesn't mean that they are not capable of leading, of not making good decisions. Do they get their feelings hurt? Yeah. Do they have to be in charge? Yeah. But if you look at the number of people that have this personality trait, you'd be incredibly, incredibly surprised. CEOs, superstars such as Bill Gates, Andy Grove, Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, and Jack Welch hire their own publicists because they want publicity. One of the things that the narcissists want. They have higher profiles than ever before because business plays such a bigger role in our lives. And Trump was in business for such a long time. But after 25 years as consulting, both as a psychoanalyst in private practice and advisor to top managers, Siska suggests a third reason, a pronounced change in the personality of the strategic leaders at the top. And he included George Soros in this also. Now, this was written before Trump was president, so he didn't mention Trump at all. They said throughout history, narcissists have always emerged to inspire people and to shape the future. When military, religious, and political arenas dominated society, it was Napoleon, Gandhi, Franklin Delano Roosevelt who determined the social agenda. At the beginning of the century, it was industry, so you had Rockefeller, Edison, Ford, and Carnegie. There is a dark side, however, to narcissism. And the perceived threats can trigger rage. Achievements can feed feelings of grandiosity. That's why he said narcissists were the hardest personality types to analyze. So when people are calling Trump a narcissist, he's never been – they're saying this from afar. It's, remember about that woman that wrote this thing that said he was a – I don't know, there's something wrong with him mentally. He had never – you know, he hasn't been analyzed by people. He hasn't taken tests, and you have to take tests. Narcissistic personality is a very tough one to pin down. But yet people are so quick to use this, not realizing that parts – that we, all of us, have narcissistic tendencies. All of us. That's how it makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you go, you know, it helps you achieve things. If you are a leader, there's things about it that, you know, you believe you're right. You believe you're right in what you do. Now, you want to listen to other people, but you believe you're right in what you're doing. It can be an extraordinary, useful, even necessary. Freud shifted his views about narcissism over time and recognized that we are all somewhat, just as I said, narcissistic. Other people have built on that, and only professional clinicians are trained to tell if narcissism is normal or pathological. There's nothing in here. Productive narcissists have the audacity to push through massive transformations that society periodically undertakes. Then could you say Obama with his Obamacare? That was a transforming part of our society. Was he narcissistic? Well, you're not going to hear that from the left. But now Trump is being decried by this. I put this out on Facebook, and I'll probably put it out again on our Free Fire Radio page, because it's such an interesting study that when you hear people saying this, oh my God, he's a narcissist. I mean, it's said with a sneer in your voice. Well, maybe you shouldn't sneer so quick. Maybe you should take a look at this article written by a trained psychoanalyst that has been studying this for years. There are times when it's not successful, but he talked sometimes in business. Again, this is before Trump. But the three personality types that I told you still stand if you're a Freudian. And we, as individuals, have all three of them. We want to be liked. We are a little bit obsessive about the things we're doing, like, you know, reading and something, maybe our jobs. And we all have that narcissistic trait where we want to have what we're seeing listened to. So, anyway, great article. I'm going to put it on our Facebook. And when we come back from the news in a couple of minutes, we're going to have Casey Fatch and Dr. Amir Bawa here, who is the chief of their medical operations at Shasta Regional. We're going to talk about the COVID-19. He has treated the people with it. I'm just talking to him. He has a member of his family that has COVID-19. And how she got it is really interesting. And it's something we all have to listen to. We talked about shutting down the VFW. Because people weren't social distancing. When Dr. Bawa talks about symptoms and how this has spread, you're going to know why social distancing is so important in this. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is one of those people that are involved in the Paycheck Protection Program. If you turn in your paperwork to them, they're going to you'll get 2.5 months or 2.5 times your monthly payroll. So you can continue to pay your people for the businesses that are open. The Small Business Association loan that you'll get is $10,000, supposedly in 3 days. I applied for that last week, and I'll tell you when and if that happens. I can't imagine how many. I don't know if the computers and the servers were overdrawn or not on this one. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. 7:59 in the morning here. It's still 43 degrees. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Capitol Hill lawmakers already staking out their positions on the next coronavirus relief bill.
Having just passed a $2.2 trillion package, Senate Republicans are taking something of a wait-and-see attitude about crafting the Phase 4 bill. One of its key functions will be to fill the so-called gaps that may turn up, and many say it's too soon to adjust to any shortcomings since the CARE Act has yet to be fully implemented. Speaker Pelosi is calling for action on another bill this month. The Washington Post reports the conversation is moving toward at least another $1 trillion worth of spending. Bob Agnew reporting.
A crew member on the Navy hospital ship Comfort, docked in New York, has tested positive for COVID-19. The first positive test results on board the ship, but the military says it will not affect the mission, which is treating coronavirus patients. New York Governor Cuomo says the latest statistics on the virus in his state are encouraging and
would suggest a possible flattening of the curve.
But he says the crisis is far from over in New York. Although British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is not on a ventilator, the BBC's Norman Smith in London says that Johnson, who was diagnosed with the coronavirus almost 2 weeks ago, is hospitalized in intensive care.
The fact he's been given an intensive care bed when they're in such high demand underlines the seriousness of his condition.
British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab is standing in for Johnson. Word this morning of a personnel change at the White House. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham is leaving that post in order to serve as the First Lady's chief of staff. She held the press secretary job for about 10 months. Wall Street following up yesterday's big rally with more gains today. The Dow is up about 398 points, the S&P 35 points higher, and the NASDAQ is up 42 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important coronavirus update from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation. Do you or a loved one live with a chronic illness? If so, you and your family may be at a higher risk for contracting the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Global Healthy Living Foundation has made free information and support available for your protection and well-being. Go to ghlf.org to enroll in their free patient support program to get updates and information related to the coronavirus outbreak. Protect yourself and your family. Visit ghlf.org today.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at NoSafeSpaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com.
India lifting a ban on some drug exports, including hydroxychloroquine, which is a prospective treatment for COVID-19 patients.
The government here has said it will continue to sell hydroxychloroquine in appropriate quantities to countries worst affected by the pandemic and to neighboring nations which depend on India for the supply of the drug and other medicines. India says the move is a humanitarian one, seeking to quell speculation that it came under pressure from the US to lift the ban on exports. 2 days ago, President Trump had said he'd asked Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release the hold India had put on a US order of hydroxychloroquine, and on Monday night, he warned there would be retaliation if that didn't happen.
That's the BBC's Yogita Yamarye. Japanese Prime Minister Abe declaring a month-long state of emergency in his country, the number of coronavirus infections surging in Japan. News and analysis at townhall.com. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy calling for the shutdown of all abortion clinics during the virus outbreak.
Kennedy says the medical supplies from the clinic should be diverted to fighting the virus. In a statement, he writes, "Doctors and nurses are in the trenches fighting the coronavirus, and we're in a zero-sum reality when it comes to life-saving medical supplies." He also describes abortion as elective, noting that non-essential businesses are shut down in most states. Kennedy's home state is among the hardest hit by the virus, starting the week with the fifth highest number of total cases, the fourth highest number of deaths. Bob Agnew reporting.
Spain is once again recording a rise of daily coronavirus infections and deaths for the first time in 5 days. The numbers are consistent with previous Tuesdays, when a weekend backlog of tests and fatalities are reported. And again on Wall Street this morning, the stocks are higher, the Dow up 363 points, and NASDAQ 36 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Today, the 7th of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's the weather look like for the rest of the week there, Ashley?
We are looking at our last day of 70s today with a high of 73 degrees, so it'll be a great day to have the windows open. We're going to have a few clouds this afternoon into the evening, which will just make for a beautiful sunset. Tomorrow we are looking at clear and a high of 82 degrees.
Whoa. And sunburn time.
Yep.
Okay, the weather's brought to you by, our weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 365-3793. Well, I'm really happy today, for our guest. Of course, Casey Fatch, a friend, but also the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, which is kind of the epicenter for treatment of the COVID-19. Good morning there, Casey.
Good morning.
And with him is Dr. Amit Bawa, who is the chief of medicine at Shasta Regional, but also the director of the hospital staff at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the man who's been treating patients with the COVID-19. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, we need to turn up him. He has a mellow voice. Okay. Hey, Casey, the changes in the hospital since this thing started. 2 weeks ago, y'all were in here with the emergency room, Dr. Jim Taggart.
Right.
And Taggart was kind of, he says, yeah, let's not get too concerned about this. No, I didn't say that. He just said, he didn't say that at all. But, the things changed so dramatically in just days.
Yeah, the show that I think it was early March. Mm-hmm. And it was at the point where the World Health Organization hadn't declared a pandemic yet. CNN did, but the WHO hadn't, the US CDC hadn't, mm-hmm. and at that point we were talking about I think there was probably 6,000 cases in the US
in
at that
the US.
Time,
right?
And I think we're up to 350,000 now,
right?
But it wasn't at a point where we really needed to be concerned. We should have been. I think that we weren't given a lot of the information about the disease by certain countries at that point. But
about the information we had.
Right.
And he was
exactly
that y'all were prepared
and the situation that we were in.
Yeah,
at that point, based on the numbers, and and things do change. It could have went one way, it could have went another way. But nobody has a fully functional crystal ball, because if we did, we'd be playing the stock market all the time.
Down to horse races.
That's right.
I'd be
exactly.
betting on football games, those kind
right.
of things.
And we do things based on science and the numbers. And
yes.
So that's
the only way you can do
so
it.
Here, this is where we are now, and responding to the science.
Changes that have happened at the hospital.
We have a, unfortunately, we've had to have a no visitor policy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I get up and go to work every morning and have to have my temperature checked before I'm allowed into the hospital,
mm-hmm.
Which is unusual. And that's for everybody, you know. I don't just walk by and ignore it, you know. Just as the CEO, I have to set an example and participate, which is the right thing to do. And that's where we are. We have significantly lower volumes. You know, the emergency room has seen people probably 30% of what we were prior to
pandemic. But I think every emergency room I talk to people in other states, and their emergency rooms are the same way.
There's no question.
It's like surreal. My daughter said, as a nurse, it's surreal. There's hardly anybody in there.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, elective surgeries, we've had to postpone those. We've been, I think we're into our third week at this point. And so the federal government is actually looking at ways to prop up the healthcare system because they've recognized that the pandemic is, you know, could have a potentially financially poor, you know, effect on hospitals.
Well, my nephew is a CFO at a hospital in North Carolina. Mm. They've laid off much of their staff because elective surgeries have stopped. He's gotten a pay cut because of just what you're saying.
That's right.
Yeah. So, something's got to be done. We're going to – I read from a nurse said the first time she's ever had to put in for unemployment in 30 years in the nursing field because there's always a job there.
That's right.
It would be nice if there would be a way of having some kind of clearinghouse there. So if the places that really need the medical help, if people wanted to volunteer, they can move to, get up there and get temporary places to help out in New York or a couple other places.
Yeah, I think that I think the government has recognized that there isn't there has been a financially adverse impact on what we call the safety net.
Right.
And they're coming through with some plans. I think are going to be released. Some of them were released yesterday, and some will be released today about how they can help the hospitals. And one of the plans that I've heard is the federal government wants to advance about 6 months of historical Medicare payments to the hospitals, so they'll be in a position where they can, not have to lay off staff. Because, again, we talked about this before. This is like a natural disaster. Okay, it's not like we're going to come back and there's going to be no infrastructure, or it's not like a natural disaster where you have a hurricane and it comes in and wipes out the infrastructure and you have to rebuild. I mean, all of us are going to be able to come back and go to work at one point. The economy will rebound. When is that going to happen? I think that the jury's kind of still out, but we're not going to have to rebuild the infrastructure, and the financial markets will respond immediately. And so I just think there's some temporary things that we're going to have to do to get us through this.
We're here with Casey Fatch, who was just speaking, the CEO of Shasta Regional, and talking about how the government's going to have to is looking at ways to help the hospitals, because you think, well, hospitals, how much help do they need? Well, when you've lost all of your elective surgery and you're literally shutting down the hospital except for, if you go to the emergency room, you don't get close to the emergency room unless you're the patient. These are things that we have to take a look at, the impact on nurses and doctors. A lot of doctors make their living off of elective surgeries. You start talking hip surgeries and knee surgeries and ankle surgeries, for the orthopedics. And that's an elective surgery. Even though a person could be in great pain, that's still an elective surgery. We're going to take an early break. We're going to come back with Dr. Bawa, who has been treating the COVID-19, and just talking to him before he came on, there's a lot of interesting. And there's the reason that we social distance. And we're going to discuss all that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. They're running different hours over at Orchard Nutrition. On Saturdays from 7 to 8 is for people that are for seniors. They have the curbside service where you call in your order. They'll bring it out to you. You pay over the phone. They have their deli kitchen, and I was in at Orchard Nutrition, by the way, wearing masks. All their personnel were wearing masks in there, and people were social distancing like crazy. They've got grab-and-goes, and from the cold and hot cases, deli salads, soups, hot sandwiches, breakfast burritos. They have it all. They also have made-to-order sandwiches that you can order online. All of this at Orchard Nutrition, been in the business here since 1982, serving extremely healthy food supplements, and they are the experts on eating healthy. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We talk about God's grace and all the hell we raised. Then I heard the old man say, God is great, there is good. People are crazy.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I'm 6 feet away. I can social distance. I will work from home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 605-4567 is our phone number here. It's 44 degrees out there, going up to 71 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Nope, they're not open, but they will be. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. Mine's for May 1st, betting on the come that this will be over by then. Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. I love it. Hey, we're here with Dr. Amit Bawa, who is Chief of Medicine and at Shasta Region, and also the Director of the Hospitalist at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dr. Bawa, good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me.
We talked before the show started, and this has struck home to you, the COVID-19.
Yeah.
I believe your sister.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, my sister, we're just two of us. I have a younger sister. She's in her late 30s. She's in New Jersey, South Plainfield area. And unfortunately, she's struggling with with coronavirus at this time. Today is day 5 for her.
Get well. Get well. She's listening right now.
Yes. Hi, Mona. She's listening to us live. Yes. Hi, Mona. I love you. You'll get through this.
Hey, tell our audience how she got it, because this is so important.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, before I talk about her, I want to, you know, I know all of the listeners and everybody has heard about this coronavirus thing millions of times now, but I wanted to kind of give a brief introduction on these coronaviruses. We've been living with these coronaviruses for years now. It's nothing that has just come out of the blues. We've had these viruses with us, and they have infected the humans in the past as well. And we've heard about SARS and MERS epidemics in the past that were also caused by the coronaviruses. But what's unique about these viruses is that they sometimes jump between the humans and the animals. And what we are thinking this time is that, you know, this was in the animals. It kind of mutated there and then jumped back to the humans. And then we had this new coronavirus with new mutations that is now highly contagious, and now we are seeing human to human transmission of this virus to the extent that it has caused a pandemic in the whole world. So it's not as simple of a problem that we thought it was about a month ago. We know this is a new virus. It's a new mutated coronavirus that we call COVID-19, or the WHO is naming it as the SARS-CoV virus. It's spreading there, and we see it's out there. It's out there in the community, and it's out there on the loose. So I want to share this personal my personal experience with this as well with your listeners as well. My sister, she's a homemaker. You know, she's in her late 30s. She's a healthy girl. Very active. No medical problems. On my birthday, that was on April the 3rd. She calls me in the morning, wishing me a happy birthday, and then she told me, "Hey brother, I've been having a cough since yesterday. And then last night I spiked a fever of 102, 103. I was already kind of suspicious because my brother-in-law, her husband, had some symptoms about 2.5 weeks ago. So he's in New Jersey. He's a businessman there. So he meets a lot of people in a day. Got a quite a significant big business there. So meeting a lot of people. So about 2.5 weeks ago, he calls me saying, "Hey, my nickname is Raj." He said, "Hey, Raj, I got some kind of flu or something." He said, "I said, what's going on?" He the only symptoms he had, he said, "You know, I'm having some diarrhea." I said, "Okay," and he said, "I've noticed that from the last couple of days, I've lost the sense of taste. I couldn't taste anything." You know, that kind of struck me, and it was kind of, I said, hey, Rick, I think, you should go to your doctor or to the emergency room and see if they can check you for COVID-19. Cause, you know, loss of taste, loss of smell, and just the GI symptoms just the diarrhea in his case. He never had a fever. He had a low grade fever. I shouldn't say, not a high grade. He had a low grade fever, about 99. So I told him to go to the hospital. He went to the hospital. They didn't test him. They just told him, "Okay, we don't think that it, 2.5 weeks ago, that was not really the big criteria for checking people for that." So they just sent him home. He called his primary doctor. They said, "Oh, don't worry about it." You know, they just sent him home. Now, guess what? I called him. I said, "Listen, you better self quarantine yourself because I'm concerned about you. God forbid it's nothing, but stay at home. And drink plenty of fluids. Take care of yourself. See how it goes." So he did that. He stayed at home. But you know, unfortunately, my sister was with him. So 2.5 weeks later, he's feeling much better. Although his sense of taste has still not come back, I'm pretty positive in my mind he had the coronavirus. So two and a half weeks later, my sister has then developed. Now her symptoms completely different. My sister started off with a dry cough. Stayed there for, it was for one day, she just had the cough. She, like, "No, it's probably allergic. I don't have to worry about it." Next day, high grade fevers. So all what she's getting is high-grade fevers, 103, 104, with the dry cough that she's experiencing. She's got no diarrhea. On the contrary, she's constipated. But she did have the loss of taste and the loss of smell. So I told her, you know, unless proven otherwise, you got the COVID-19 and you got it from your husband. So you better go and get yourself tested. So she went, rather than going to, she went to the hospital. She had some shortness of breath as well. So she went to the hospital, Robert Wood Johnson Hospital. She was kept there for observation. She got the test done. And guess what? She's positive. Today she's day 5, still struggling with her symptoms. That's one thing I want your viewers to understand. You know, we were all thinking it's a disease that's going to have serious implications on our older patients, on our senior citizens. I really don't think that is really the case. Although the people who have comorbid conditions like diabetes, heart problems, you know, immunosuppression from anything, maybe from cancer or any other immunosuppressive disease that they have, are more likely to have complications from this disease. And I'm telling you with my first-hand experience, you know, me and Dr. Miles were the first physicians in town who took care of these COVID-positive patients at Shasta Regional. I've seen it firsthand how these patients deteriorate. So it's something that I want all your viewers to understand, that it's not that, you know, if you're completely healthy, that it's not going to affect you at all. Like, I'm just giving my personal experience with my sister. I'm spending half of my day, you know, most of the time now talking to her as well, trying to give her, trying to boost her morale and giving her the support. Because, you know, it's not just the disease. It's the social stigma around it as well. You're isolated in a room. People get depressed. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, we as a community need to support each other and help our patients come out of this. So that's why, you know, healthy patients can have a difficult course and some complications as well. And, you know, going, as we are seeing in the British Prime Minister, he was 11 days out of being positive from coronavirus. He was self-quarantining himself at home. Now, unfortunately, day 10, he had to be hospitalized, and today he's in the ICU. So that's the typical time frame we see. If the patient's going to deteriorate, they're going to deteriorate somewhere around 7th to 8th day of the disease, when it really gets into your lungs and causes the pulmonary inflammation and all that, you know.
Okay, doctor, can you just kind of say, okay, so we're talking about if somebody has a dry cough, it could only be for a day or two, and then they have a fever. And during these times, this is something that are just real indicators that it could be worse. And so if somebody comes in to the hospital, dry cough, fever, they're having, what other symptoms are you looking for right then?
Yeah, as I said, you know, it's a new virus. Our human beings have encountered this virus for the first time. So the symptoms really vary, you know,
vary with each person
individually. But the classic symptoms that we see in most of the patient population is that you're going to have dry cough. Sometimes you might have some expectoration that we say, you know, they might have some phlegm, mm-hmm. but most of the time it's clear. And then you start having high-grade fevers along with it.
Okay.
Loss of taste, loss of smell. It's the big one in this. Some patients do tend to have some GI symptoms, myalgias, which is pain in your muscles, mm-hmm. body aches. Sometimes you feel dizzy. Those are some of the other symptoms that patients can have. But, you know, the classic symptoms are fever, dry cough, body aches, like your flu-like symptoms that we say. But that's another thing, you know, that we were talking about a month ago, that, oh, it's another kind of a flu. We'll all get through this. You know, it's not as simple of a problem that we thought. It's not just your simple, plain flu. I think that the severity of the disease and the comorbid conditions and even the mortality is higher than flu. I was reading the data from WHO the other day. The mortality for flu is about 0.1% here. If you were talking about COVID, if you want to be really conservative with it, the conservative numbers as well, it's around 1%. It's still like 5 to 10 folds mm-hmm. higher than that of your regular influenza. But having said that, you know, there. If we stick together as a community, we do the right things, we will get through this. We will be victorious. We'll defeat this virus. We'll defeat this hidden and
social distancing.
Yes.
Social, real important.
Very, very important. I cannot emphasize that enough. Social distancing, because, unfortunately, at this time, we do not have a cure for this disease. We do not have any prevention for this disease. I know the showstopper would be a vaccine. Great. You know, once we get that, you know, it'll be a thing of the past. And I can't wait to see this thing in my rearview mirror, you know,
I
and
imagine.
Say goodbye to this. But at this time, social distancing, we got to do mitigation here. Mitigation.
We have to flatten the curve.
We have to flatten the curve.
So we don't get overrun.
Exactly. And okay. We can do that by being responsible, by taking care of ourselves and by taking care of our communities, social distancing, staying at home, if possible. Most of, you know, and I was listening to the White House Task Force meeting yesterday, President Trump and Vice President Pence and even Dr. Fauci, they were all kind of, you know, appreciating what California and Washington State have done. That we're still doing, I think we're doing the right things here by doing the social distancing and all that, so that our curves are not as bad as what we see now in New York, New Jersey State. It's really out of control what has happened in New York and New Jersey. So social distancing, washing our hands, can't emphasize enough. You know, I'm telling you, I haven't used hand sanitizers in my whole life as much as I've used in the last couple of months. So washing your hands is the best way to do it. If you think you've been in contact with some surfaces that other people use, wash your hands. Maintain 6 feet. There's a reason. There's a medical reason why we want to say 6 feet. You know, we all talk about this virus. It's spread from droplet.
People talking.
And there is a talk about this virus being aerosolized or whether it's just the droplets. You know, what we think as medical professionals is that it's droplet transmission. Mm-hmm. But if we are doing some procedures or in the hospital, it can get aerosolized. So 6 feet is, you know, if you're talking to somebody, even if you're talking about that, while talking, they're shedding some virus, the virus can just go maybe a feet or feet and a half away from you. So, mm-hmm. So we are eliminating that problem by staying just 6 feet away from each other.
Okay. Doctor, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about how it affects the body. Mm-hmm. And two, how do you treat it when you get them into the hospital? I know it's a brand new that nobody's seen before. And then again, I've read where it could come back again. So I want to address all three of those in the remaining segments we have here. So 8:31 in the morning and 44 degrees out there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 45 degrees, going up to 71 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 8:35 in the morning here on the 7th. We're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional, and Dr. Amit Bawa, who is the Chief of Medicine at Shasta Regional Medical Center and the Director of the Hospitalist at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the man who's been treating the COVID-19 cases here in Shasta County. He shared that his sister back in New Jersey has it. So yeah. I think it's what, Mona?
Mona.
Hey, yeah. Mona, we know you're going to get better here. Stay in touch. Dr. Bawa, once a person has it, how does it work so quickly? Why is it so deadly for a lot of people?
Yeah, so I was looking at one anecdotal study that they were doing about the contagious nature of this virus. I think they did it in France or somewhere in the Europe. They were saying that if we have like 50 people sitting in one room and one person has your regular H1N1, which is the regular flu, mm-hmm. and he sneezes or coughs in that room, he has the ability to spread this virus to about 7 to 10 people in that room. Whereas if somebody in that same room with the same numbers has a COVID-19 infection, that person has the ability to spread it to almost 35, 40 people in that same room. So but the contagious nature of this virus is very high, much higher than your regular flu, probably 5 times more. So if somebody do get the symptoms and you really think that you have the risks of that you think that you have COVID-19 infection, I think the best thing to do is to call your doctor. I think you should call your healthcare provider first rather than just going out and trying to show up at an office. Just give them a heads up that that's what you think. You might have COVID-19, so that they get prepared for you. When you go there, your provider, your provider or your physician is ready for you. They can do the testing if they think it's appropriate. And then if you have mild symptoms, the way to deal with it is just stay home and self-quarantine yourself. Symptom relief with the Tylenol, drink plenty of water, make sure you don't have any respiratory symptoms. In more severe cases, where you develop more shortness of breath, you have difficulty even finishing your sentences, your fevers are getting worse and worse, your cough is getting really bad, that's the time you need to show up to the ER. Here at Shasta Regional, we have tremendous emergency physicians. We have great hospital physicians internists and family medicine physicians who are in our hospital service, and our intensivists. We have a great intensivist team. We are very well prepared to handle any kind of an emergency at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
How do you treat somebody that comes in? They've got all the symptoms. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got it. It's severe enough for us to admit you. How do you treat that then?
Yeah.
So
they show up in the ER. We think that, yes, they are high risk. We test them. And if you see the symptoms that are classic, you know, there are some blood findings as well. You know, your lymphocytes will be low. There are other markers of blood that shows towards bacterial infection will be low, like your procalcitonin level. Those are some technical terms that I'm throwing out there. And we think, okay, yes, this is presumed COVID-19 unless proven otherwise. So we've tested, we swabbed the patient. First thing we do is in the ER, we put them in an isolation room, a negative pressure room, and we then move them to the floor where we have negative pressure rooms with the full droplet contact precautions in place. Then it's mostly symptomatic treatment. You know, if they need IV fluids, we give them IV fluids. We try to keep their temperature under control. Oxygen therapy is vital. We try to maintain their oxygen saturations above 90%, making sure that they're comfortable. There are two drugs that we talk about all the time, and those two are your hydroxychloroquine as well as your azithromycin, which is a regular Z-Pak.
Mm-hmm.
We have been doing that, you know, with the in our hospital with our patients.
Have been using the
hydroxychloroquine. Yes,
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, this drug has been there for a very long time. You know, we've been treating this. We've been treating malaria with this and other autoimmune diseases. With this medication, it has a side effect profile. But you know, hey, if you're really struggling with COVID-19, we have been using this drug, hydroxychloroquine, as well as azithromycin, which are still kind of experimental drugs. But unfortunately, we don't have any other mm-hmm. Proven medications that would benefit.
There's nothing you can give them that's just going to cure everything. So you've got to try kind of a cocktail of different things for each person.
Exactly. And then, you know, if unfortunately they worsen, then we have to kind of sooner than later put them on a ventilator and try to support their lungs. Because the worst thing that can happen to you is this virus tries to get to your lungs and tries to get to your alveolar level and try to impede and disrupt your oxygen and carbon dioxide supply that kind of keeps us alive. So it tries to affect at the alveolar level, causes the damage right there. And unfortunately, if you develop severe fulminant bilateral pulmonary bilateral pneumonias, as well as ARDS, which is acute respiratory distress syndrome, then the only way we can support you is by putting you to a ventilator and giving you artificial respirations. And then, you know, we'll have to see how the disease progresses from there.
So the disease, the way it, when it, you know, for the people that have passed, it's gotten into their lungs. But the ones you've seen have had underlying conditions. But as you pointed out, and I think it's very important for everybody out there, yes, underlying conditions, but also healthy people have also, without underlying conditions, have passed from this too. So, so you've got the pressure rooms that you talked about, negative pressure rooms. That's so nothing can leave the room without being scrubbed like 1,000 times through HEPA filters, I believe. You know, some people were afraid it was just being vented out in the air, and it's not like that. One of the questions is, can you get the virus from your mail? When it's delivered to you and all that.
Yeah. Normally what they say is I have not personally seen any reports of any cases that have been transmitted from the paper or through the mail. But the virus can live for at least a day or two on
objects.
On objects as well. It depends. Like on paper they say it can survive for about a day or two.
Okay.
So theoretically it can, but I haven't seen any cases that has proven to have transmitted through mail or.
We have a question here. Richard, good morning. Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for the doctor?
I have a couple questions and a comment. I really wish doctors would start talking more about nutrition and boosting your immune system naturally. The default is them to go to pharmaceutical answers, and that's very unfortunate. There's plenty of information out there with regards to vitamin C, D3, zinc, etc., to help boost your immune system and fight the generic coronavirus. So please, everybody, research that. And then a question about the flu and the cold. So the flu virus, the flu shot. Is there several dozen strains of the flu? Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And we all know that the flu shot every year is they're throwing a dart at a dartboard, trying to guess what strain is coming up next to the flu. And that's most of the time is not correct. Now, the coronavirus, cold virus, there are, I don't even know, I'm hearing different numbers, Doc, but it sounds like there's several hundred, if not more, strains of the coronavirus, which is why there is no cold flu shot. There's no shot you can take for the cold every winter. Why do they think, Doctor, that a vaccine for the current strain of coronavirus, which will mutate, why do they think a vaccine that may be introduced next year is going to work?
Okay,
and
Richard.
I appreciate it.
Right. Yeah, thanks, Richard.
Well, that's a very good question. I'm not sure about the number of strains about this coronavirus. I think there is it's not like the flu. The strain we are talking about here is the COVID-19, and that's the one the CDC and the researchers and the scientists are trying to make the vaccine. It should not be mutating within the humans next year. You know, we've seen mutations of this virus when they jump between the animals and the humans. So it's still early. You know, I can't answer it. You know, this is only the thing that I can tell you the best of my knowledge. We don't know how this virus is going to behave going forward and what mutations we would have.
You know, the other thing, Richard, you did say that I strongly believe in, and I'm sure the doctor does too, is eating healthy. If
yes,
the healthier
absolutely.
You are,
absolutely.
The better chance, you know, I mean, you have a way of fighting this off, that eating healthy, taking care of diabetes, because I understand diabetes
absolutely.
Is one of the ones that also yeah. magnifies the effect, you know, the losing the weight, the food you eat, and all this. So that's good.
I think that
everything.
Is that yes, absolutely. Those are, you know, we are getting back to basics here, you know, washing hands, eating healthy, you know, building up your immunity, exercising, losing weight, Mr. Bada just said, you know, managing your diabetes well. Vitamin C, there have been some studies that say vitamin C boosts your immune system. Absolutely. You know, there's no harm in it. You know, supplements, just in general, eating healthy, maintaining a good lifestyle will boost your immunity. But we were talking about the patients who are already hospitalized, who already got the disease. They really have a severe disease now, and we have to kind of do symptomatic treatment and whatever we have for now in the hospital. Because if you got the disease, you take vitamin C, it will help build your immunity, but at that time, if you're sick in the hospital, that's not going to do.
It's too late.
It's too late then, you know.
Okay, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Bawa, who's we start talking about frontline people. Usually you're talking the law enforcement officers and this, has shown us that our doctors and nurses, they go into rooms where people can kill you. Literally, with this disease, but they go in and they give it their, you know, they're there with them 24 hours a day. Casey Fatch is with us from the CEO of Shasta Regional. He's kind of like the general marshaling his forces around to fight this battle. Okay. Having to, you know, I mean, it's a tactical thing. Is that right?
Yeah,
Casey?
There's a lot of planning involved
in this.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We are in here today with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, who is like a general marshaling his forces in this battle here, but also Dr. Amar Bawa. I'm sorry.
Amit.
You know what? I changed it and I went back. He's the chief of medicine at Shasta Regional, but the director of the hospitalist staff at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And he's the man that is in the room with the COVID-19 patients along with, you know, several other doctors and nurses. Doctor, a question came in and I asked you, but it's Remdesivir.
Remdesivir.
Right. Mm-hmm. What's the one of the people asked about it?
Yeah, you know, there have been various institutes all across the world that have been using some various cocktails. Remdesivir is one of the antivirals that has been used in the past that is now being used in some parts of the world along with other medications that we've talked about, hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, to treat the coronavirus. To be honest with you, we've not had any. We have not treated our patients with remdesivir at this time. It's not FDA approved at this time, but mm-hmm. there have been some trials, and we might. You know, I've got to get in touch with our infectious disease director, Dr. Miles, and see where we at with looking at this drug and how soon we can start using it. But it's not FDA approved. We have not been using this. But I can tell you hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, we have been using it. And Casey has made sure that we have enough supply of those drugs in the hospital.
Is that easy getting, Casey? I mean, there's millions of them out there.
It's pretty readily available.
Okay.
It's been around for a while.
So we have that. Okay.
And it's not an expensive medication at all. No. Yeah. So...
So we go back again. Is that one of the big things? I like takeaways from each one of the shows, and one where if a person just has the flu, and one person and 50 people in a room, he'll share it to 10 people, maybe. If somebody's got COVID, he can share it to 35 to 40 people in that same room.
Absolutely.
So it shows how contagious this is.
Yes. So although it is the same type of coronavirus that caused SARS and MERS, but this mutation of this coronavirus is much more contagious than its predecessors, because SARS and MERS never made to this extent. They were epidemics, but this one is a real pandemic we're dealing with at this time. And As I said, as I tell my patients as well, and I tell I want to share that with your viewers as well. It's out there. It's out there on the loose. So we got to be responsible citizens, and we got to do the right thing. And that's my appeal to all your listeners as well. Social distancing, wash your hands, sneeze in your elbow if you can. If you stay, you know, this is the time. I think, you know, there's always some positive in all this as well. I think we can. It's the way we want our mind to think about it. We can bring some real positives out of it. Stay with the family. Spend time with your kids.
Dinner time.
You know, play some board games. You know, spend quality time with your family. Read some books. All those things that you thought you wanted to do, now is the time. You know, stay home and do them. Write whatever you wanted to write. And if you really have to go out, and I know there's been people might just say yes or no to this, but, you know, as a physician, I think if you really have to go out, you got to go out and take some medication, or you really have to buy something out there. You try to go alone. Single person should go all the time. And then wear a mask. I know masks is like gold right now, especially your N95s. If you don't have a mask, it's okay. Just cover your face with a bandana. I think it's all right.
Okay.
Just cover your face. Okay. Yeah, there's nothing to lose, and stay away from each other. At least maintain a 6 feet difference when you're out there in the community, and wash your hands. Disinfect surfaces.
I probably, you know, like you, I've used hand sanitizer more in the last 2 weeks than I have probably in the last 6 months.
Absolutely.
Doctor, the projections, the models that went out, up to 250,000 people dying from this. So many, like New York City was supposed to have 50,000 people in the hospitals, but they didn't. It's down. It's 30,000, which started the stock market back up. But were those models, you know, that was worst case. So, and we're supposed to have. I mean, right now there's over 10,000. I think it's 10,700 deaths.
Well, we talked about 11,000 this morning.
11,000 this morning.
It's about 11,000.
So 11,000. So we're not tracking along with those programs. Thank God.
Well, you know, models are models, and I respect the modelers who make those models, and you know, but the models really are. You can really see how the models are. Their projections are when you have the actual data that you can feed in those models. And I think with what we see with those models about so many deaths that might happen, I think we will be way, way, way lower than that.
Okay.
You know, God willing. We will be much lower than that if we do the right things. And I think we are heading in the right directions. We see a flattening of the curves as well, hopefully in the hot spots as well, like New York, New Jersey. There will be flattening. But I think there is a ray of hope. And I really think we will be way under those numbers as far as mortality goes.
But again, if it goes back to we were told that this week is going to be the apex. Do you believe that, or do you think this is going to go on longer?
You know, I don't think that this week will pass and then we will get over this disease. No, I think it will be there with us for quite some time. It's this virus is here and it's not going to go away anytime soon. It's the way we handle this virus. It's the way we act today. That's the difference we can make in what's going to happen in the future. And we can. And I'm positive that we'll be victorious. We'll defeat this enemy. Yeah.
You know, when we're turning our industrial might at it by turning out getting ventilators, maybe we will have enough ventilators and masks and everything in our stockpiles from now.
Well, I think one of the big lessons to take away from this is, you know, we offshored a lot of this dysfunction. A lot of our medications are made out of this country. A lot of our medical supplies are made out of this country. And strategically, that's just a bad plan.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
And we let ourselves do it. 90% of our pharmaceuticals come out of China.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, you know, once we come out of this pandemic, it's going to be really we got to start thinking about what we want to be self-sufficient here in the U.S.
Absolutely. You know, Doctor, I just want to thank you from all of us, your staff there at Shasta Regional. I know this isn't easy. I know people are going in and literally they're facing the COVID up close and personal. and what you all have done for all of our doctors and nurses in this country, all of our medical professionals have done so much for us. And it won't be forgotten. I know that. It won't be forgotten about a month afterwards.
I really want to thank Casey as well. I want to thank all the nurses, all the doctors, and all the other frontline people, and our cleaning staff. They're doing tremendous. Hats off to all of them who are working selflessly to trying to help our community, trying to make sure that we defeat this.
I want to thank Casey. Casey, you're in there every day. I mean, you're in there every day. I know you work extremely long hours, trying to make sure that everybody that works for you
has their equipment they need. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think
I can't imagine the deals you're making out there. But knowing you, I'm sure that.
It's interesting. You get emails every day about all these people that have all these masks and PPE for sale, and they're trying to sell them for. I mean, the president's talked about it. They're trying to sell them for 20 times what we used to pay for them. And, it's just that kind of profiteering just doesn't sit well with me, I have to be honest. And so we haven't really succumbed to that. We've got a pretty solid supply chain in place with this company, so it's working out well.
It's good to hear that, because I hope that the people that are jacking up the prices, that people do remember this, you know.
Well, and again, I mean, you know, like in California, when we're in a situation like this, it's illegal to do that. And so I think the federal government has responded accordingly as well. So hopefully this kind of behavior won't be tolerated.
If we have to.